Now, Shirley, you are a wedding singer, so you actually go to people's weddings and you sing, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
What's it like being a wedding singer?
Well, it's an opportunity for me to get dressed up and to get to see lots of other people dressed beautifully too. And I think it's an honor to be able to be at an event where someone's having a very special day. So for the bride and groom, it's a memorable event, and we try to add to that experience for them and give them something to add to their memory of that day.
You must feel a lot of pressure though, because I mean it's such a big day for everybody, and there would be a lot riding on it. Do you feel like nerves and
Actually, what I feel most nervous about usually is the speaking part, not so much the singing.
oh, interesting.
Yeah. As you know, I live in Japan, so when I go to weddings, they're in Japanese, and my Japanese skills are not that great. So I have to say a little bit, and I usually like to address the bride and groom directly at some point and say something nice to them and congratulate them on their day and wish them the best for the future. And I get kind of stressed about doing that in Japanese. So it's almost a relief when I get to just sing. I feel that I can express myself a little bit more freely once I'm actually singing.
So what kind of experience? I mean, where do you normally do these weddings?
Well, at the moment, I'm living and working in a place called Oita. And in Japan, it's fairly common for entertainers to sign up with a wedding company. So it's usually wedding companies that actually plan the weddings. So you don't really deal directly with venues or individual people. So I've got a couple of connections with the two companies here, and they connect me, or they make a booking. Usually they'll be planning weddings and they make a booking for who they think would be appropriate. And in the past, I worked in another city in Fukuoka, and I sang at weddings at the Grand Hyatt Hotel there, and it
That's
was
pretty
great.
swank.
It was very swank, and Japanese weddings are very formal and very choreographed to a certain degree. And
What do you mean they're choreographed?
well, you know, everything is planned from the very first step to the very last step. So there's someone there to take the bride and groom to everything that they need to do and everything that's happening when, for example, the bride might leave to change her clothing, her outfit, and they have planned events happening during then. And that's a pretty common time for the music or for the singer to perform.
Wow, sounds like they have it down.
They have it down pat.